Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for Imperial and Mexicali Valleys. I'm Maria Wyatt, your host, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome aboard today, and thank you again for joining us. We are right in the middle of a month-long series in April on guns, gun violence, mental health, and today's special topic is dispelling the myth of violence and mental illness, and we are pleased and honored to be joined by psychologist Dr. John Grohol. John, welcome aboard.
Pleased to be with you, too, today. Happy to talk about this topic.
Good. Yeah, an important topic. You know, one of the things that we're seeing, John, as we kind of go through this month, and actually probably the reason we chose the topic to bring it for our community from a mental health perspective, is that there are so many, the argument amongst violence and mental illness is so politicized. And ultimately, you see these straw men being built around mental illness. You see straw men around violence, and we're trying to just kind of spend the whole month sorting this out in ways that, you know, give people a sense of who needs support, a sense of how to reduce risk, and a sense of who really needs to be considered either safe or certainly not at imminent risk. Thank you for coming aboard today.
Sure, absolutely.
Now, you've looked at this from the angle of violence amongst people who are considered mentally ill, correct?
Yeah, so what I tend to do is I look at a topic like this and connect the dots in the research to examine exactly what has the research shown on a politicized topic, because it's really easy to make assumptions and say, oh, well, looky here, there's another mass shooting, a lot of people have been killed, and, you know, let's start pointing fingers at the murder suspect and suggest that he or she has had mental health problems, because that draws a nice closed circle around this problem and provide some sort of, you know, easy to understand rationale for all of us to sort of justify that kind of aberrant behavior.
And then it becomes, like you said, politicized, because then the gun owners or say they can, you know, that's why they're taking our gun rights away, you know, making more laws and more restrictions because of these people who go on a shooting sprees.
Sure, and even better is a politician who can stand up and say that they're doing something about this problem by, you know, throwing a pittance of additional funding to a behavioral health care system, for instance, that doesn't even begin to make up for the years and years where they've been cutting funding to community mental health and public mental health.
So you've got kind of this band-aid approach for mental health. We'll support those people, but at the same time, you've got, you know, it's interesting because you end up getting strange bedfellows, because people end up using a singular isolated incident and labeling people and creating all sorts of rationales to kind of get their political ends met.
Sure, absolutely, and even if you spend 5 minutes objectively looking at you know, the mass shootings that really make the evening news and get nationwide attention, you don't really see a pattern of behavior there that you could in any way, shape, manner, or form legislate a way to treat or to catch beforehand. That would do anything to prevent these kinds of things from happening in the future. It just is not going to happen.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.